the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
St. Vincent Sundays, baby. How y'all feeling?
10-0, dog. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, four, man. Get that same energy. What's up?
4-6, baby.
We out here.
We are out here.
Dog, I gotta get to 500, bro.
Hey,
those last two wins.
That was a big game against Delaware State. Florida State really put it together.
Well, I saw the offensive explosion.
Man. Yeah, I don't know. To me, I think the biggest story coming out of that game, I don't know if you guys saw this and tell me what you think. And no, I'm going to ask the callers too. But DeAndre Francois was not on the sidelines for the Florida State home game. We know he's injured. He's been out for the year. But he was in Orlando, his hometown. And it started leaking on social media that DeAndre Francois was sharing Snapchats that he was in Orlando. He was like at a convenience store. He was in an apartment watching the game, but he was on social media during Florida State's game. And that's kind of how fans and the media found out he wasn't there. It was never mentioned on the broadcast. So what do you guys think about that?
I don't care.
I don't care either, but I just think it's time to move over for Francois.
I didn't ask, man, if you guys cared.
Yeah, well, I'm giving my opinion on it regardless. You got my opinion, so right. I give you that. I think it's time to move on from Francois. I think it's Blackman's job going forward anyway. I think he's shown enough to say that he's the guy moving forward.
Yeah, and I think
y'all definitely got some locker room bullshit going on over there.
For sure. See, and I text a couple coaches from around the country and I just asked them, like, is this something normal? And they said, no, not really. And I said, I think there's a deeper issue here. I think the fact that DeAndre Francois got permission. I mean, right? You got to assume, like, he didn't just
leave.
So my point is, this is a deeper issue. This goes down to the fact that DeAndre Francois walked into Jimbo Fisher's office and asked him if he could go home for the weekend. And Fisher said yes. I was thinking about it. Do you think there's any players on Alabama's roster that even have the balls to walk into Nick Saban's office to ask him that question?
Just Javier Arenas, bro.
So, even if they know, are they taking attendance? If he didn't show up, would they even notice?
Well, he was on social media though. Like, that's how it got out. I think that's even a worse look. The fact that – and let's not act like DeAndre – because this does happen. Players aren't at every home game if they're out for the year. But let's not act like DeAndre Francois is just some random another player on the team. He was the starting quarterback of this team. He was the starting quarterback all last season. And he's about to be in the middle of a QB battle with James Blackman as soon as the season ends. So I just think there's something really wrong with him not being at that game.
Yeah, the locker room's wrong, Bird. Jimbo lost that motherfucker. I don't know what you've been telling you this all fall.
All right. Well, let's take some callers. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion. I appreciate that, Kev.
So you think with Francois?
What do you want me to say, bro? At least he was watching the game. Nobody else watching that shit.
What do you mean?
What do you think happens with Francois going forward? You think he sticks with the team and he gets the job back?
My thing is this. I think he does start with the team. I don't think he gets the job back because I think Blackman's going to take it. But there was already rumors throughout the year that Francois was a questionable leader. Even DeAndre McDaniel, whatever, the former player, called him out on Twitter as maybe being – Jacoby McDaniel called him out on Twitter as maybe being a fake leader. And with all that swirling, man, like, you know, part of winning the QB job in the offseason is winning the locker room. And I just think that that was a really odd move by Francois to miss a home game.
Josh, kind of like you said, I mean, I'll butt in real quick, but there's been a lot of other stuff. Like, he tweeted after the NC State game, if I was the starter, you know, we would have won.
Right.
Or maybe retweeted that.
Damn, he did that?
Yeah, there's been a lot of – he's favorited a lot of stuff on Twitter. No, you don't want to read into that a ton, but
well,
there's been a lot of – it's not just
TJ,
this.
There's a player-enforced social media ban during the season.
Sure,
now,
yeah.
The coaches – you know, this is a player-voted thing. And I can see if you retweet something charitable that happened or an award that you received or something like that. But, like,
you don't retweet or you don't tweet
especially
that.
Especially during the game.
Yeah,
during the game, it creates a lot of questions and rumors start flying and fans were talking. So I just thought, like I said, I just thought it was a really weird move by him.
I need him to tweet some crazy shit this week. He really throw the team off.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure that out. TJ, let's get some calls on this bitch, man. I'm tired as fuck. Been a long weekend, bro.
You ain't lying.
I did some Negro activities, bro, when it went out to the Orlando Classic for the culture band.
You see Francois out there?
I seen quite a few man buns, but I don't think none was him. Pause, no homo on buns. I'm talking about hair.
You didn't see the orange man bun walking around Orlando?
I've seen plenty, but I don't know if it was him. May have been him in hindsight 2020.
Is he still on crutches or not?
No, I think he's walking around. Which is another reason. Like, I understand if you're on crutches or you're in a wheelchair after surgery and you miss a home game, whatever. But he's not on crutches. To be fair,
everybody missed that bitch, dog.
Yo, it's the big three roll up. This is Same Energy Sunday. How you doing? How you feeling? What's up?
I'm craving, man. Undefeated, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good and shit, you know what I'm saying? On that cushion, don't come out.
Okay, what are you smoking today?
Put it in the air, baby.
I was on a dab in that Gorilla Glue.
Whew. That's a hell of a combo.
Damn, man. Trying to live right.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Man, so what did you think of the Virginia game yesterday? At what any point were you nervous?
Nah, man. I'm going to be as honest with you as I can, man.
We appreciate that.
I have no more, like, since I seen what happened against Florida State, I knew if we beat y'all, I knew that them boys was going to have that heart. Like, every time we lose to Florida State, dog, that shit will fuck us up.
Mm-hmm.
But now that them boys believe that we done beat Florida State, y'all was the only team that could fuck with us.
Yeah, they'll never lose to them again, dog. Yeah, that shit's over.
Yo,
losing on Florida State.
Hey, listen, bro, this is Jaquan Johnson is All-American, dude. Y'all was talking about Derwin James and all the other shit. Jaquan Johnson is the best safety in the state of Florida.
Quan Johnson, you put his stats up with any safety in the country, to be honest with you, dog. That bitch having a hell of a season, bro.
All-American, bro. I hope he don't leave early, but that motherfucker is playing his ass off.
I don't think his size and speed is going to let him leave early. But here's the thing.
It kind of goes back to, like, the Joyner stuff. You know, Joyner left Florida State early. Because his size, he wasn't going to get any bigger if he stayed another year. So what's the difference?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He ain't going to get no bigger. Yeah.
Get any bigger.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where he's at as far as how close he thinks Mike is or what happens. Yeah, he's a playmaker, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I'm talking about that safe, that sack, that peak, like, he got the eyes, he believes.
Hey, we don't need no play-by-play, cuz. Y'all won, dog. You know what I'm saying? We get it, bro.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all finna get Chip Kelly. Why you still so salty, bro?
That's why I'm supposed to be salty. I'm supposed to be happy with y'all, bro.
Hey, listen, man.
So Gizzo a little sassy today.
Bro. Y'all hate
it. And now you
get no air by the ass. It's okay.
Hey, I'm just tired, dog. I was at the Orlando Classic all weekend, bro.
Hey, dog, so what you think about Pitt? Hey, you think that little 28 going down 28-14 is going to make them play better out the gate against Pitt next week?
Make sure Pitt's not a trap game.
Definitely, in my opinion, man, because and this is just how they play. It was like it was a wake-up call. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't. And the only thing that scared me about that cold, but it's too close, bro. It's too close. They know that shit coming up. Them boys, some South Florida dogs. And they ain't got that scared shit in them, man. They're going to go up there. They're going to whack Pitt.
All right, man. We get it. All right, man. See ya.
Hey, what's your name, dog? What's your name on Twitter?
I hung up on him.
God,
why are you hung up on the man and shit, bro? Disrespectful as hell, dog.
He was bad. I think he comes in all the time. TJ, what's his at?
Yeah.
He's been on before.
He's definitely been on before. I'll try to get cuz that.
Speaking of Same Energy,
TIXKET, it's Ticket Finessing.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible
app. Yeah.
to wait.
Ticket finesse. He must work with.
If you want to go with there, have an easy pronounce at.
Yeah, he works with Clarence and
Locksley. He works with Clarence and Locksley. Yeah. ticket finesse. What's going on, dog?
Same energy Sunday. Talk that shit.
Big cushion in the air.
Big cushion, baby. What's going on with you?
What flavor is it?
About them comeback chains.
Fuck them. Oh, but how you feel about it?
That's how I feel. We went from third in the state to now we just on top, baby.
Third in the state to third in the country, real quick.
Yeah, third in the country.
Hey, man.
Like where
even
y'all
the garbage
at,
can
bro?
Gets a steak, bro. This is y'all steak season.
Nah, this ain't just a season. This for seasons, man.
Tell them, dog.
Y'all still ain't even hired no coach, dog. Y'all got our sloppy.
My coach hired, bro. You gonna celebrate your win? You gonna celebrate your win or what, bro? My coach hired, bro.
Hey, were you ever nervous? Were you ever nervous?
I felt like we were the second half team, though, bro.
Go ahead and lie. You weren't nervous.
We was only down two touchdowns.
So you weren't nervous at all?
Nah.
Nervous for what?
It's Sunday now. It's Sunday.
That was first half.
And nobody went to church today.
I've been to these games, dog. We've been coming back all year.
Take care.
I've been to these games all year. We come
finally. We got a true fan on the podcast.
Like we come up. We Malik guaranteed to throw his one interception. He did that, and we had Kaja, Amon. Everybody was grabbing touchdowns out there.
Dayall Harris even got in there.
This is the first.
Dayall Harris getting touchdowns. Like we got one of the best wide receiver corps in Florida, if not the nation. And that's fact.
Definitely not the nation. We got the best tight end in the nation.
Travis Homer coming alive when the season gets late and the defense gets tired.
Was you the one that
tired.
Came over here and say
Travis Homer long runs?
And who was it that came over here and said Travis Homer get 1,500, TJ? That was Pete Week.
I ain't say 1,500.
No, that was Pete Week. Go around that.
It was too late in the season for that.
We couldn't run the ball yesterday.
He's gonna get 1,000. He's gonna get 1,000 though.
Definitely gonna get a crack 1,000 because we definitely going in that playoff. That's gonna add to his rushing.
Yeah, like, he didn't start till game four of his sophomore year. He didn't get to 1,000.
Everybody want
to
play.
Malik
will
hit that shit. No problem.
Game.
He just got hurt.
Man,
bullshit.
Everybody want to play their best too. Game versus Miami, man. Everybody want to play their best game.
We don't want nobody. They want us now.
Hold on. I had to hang up on him. He's talking reckless.
No, Ty told me.
Miami's not out there with a target on their back. Get the fuck out.
Ty told me, bro.
Definitely no target.
Miami's not Florida State 2013, 2014. Hey, come on.
The Alabama fan told me, bro. The Alabama fan told me.
Miami's like a feel good story. There's not even a team out there that really hates
It's like right now, it's like one of those fucking FCS teams on the tournament run.
Yeah.
Basketball and shit. It's Cinderella.
The Bama fan told me, dog. He sees the same
thing. Hello?
Oh, you see the similarity?
Hello, fucking Cinderella, bro.
Hello.
Shit. What's going on? Same thing as Sunday, man. We doing.
This is the worst talent that they're going to have for years to come.
Hold on, bro. We got to call it. Cinderella Sunday. What's going on, man?
What's going on, players? What's happening?
We vibing. Big vibes, baby. What's going on with you?
Man, nothing, man. I'm a Florida Gator fan right now, man. What's happening with y'all?
Hey, man. Big cushion there, baby. Chomp, chomp. How you feeling about Chip?
Man, look at it, man. Let's get him in. They talking about UCLA is fine.
Yeah, UCLA ain't going to do shit, man. He ours, bro. Don't listen to none of that bullshit, bro. Hey,
that's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and finish the ink, the sign, cross the T's and dot the I's.
They're just trying to figure out. Only thing they hang up right now, they trying to figure out between 49ers and the Eagles who going to pay that bread from the NFL. That's the only thing he's trying to figure out with his contract. Ain't shit to see with no UCLA, bro. We in there.
Man, I can work with that.
You heard it from Unc first.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. I got a question for the caller. Did you listen to the week show on Thursday, the normal show?
which this past week.
Yeah.
That was who was on there? Was that Randall Hill on there?
The 1 year anniversary show.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I got you.
Okay. On there in the intro, I asked Silk, I said, if we get to Same Energy Sunday and Chip Kelly hasn't been signed yet, are you a little bit nervous? And Silk said, yeah, maybe.
No, I didn't.
I think you did. I think you said there might be some cause for concern.
No, I'm 100% sure I didn't.
So now that the UCLA
guy, he'll be signed before Florida State game.
Do you think that the reason why the UCLA job opened is because maybe they reached out to Kelly, which I'm sure they did, and maybe gauged his interest and thought, hey, we need to go now because we're going to make a run at him.
Come on, Bird.
Well, I think for a while.
They would have did that months ago, Bird. They would have did that months ago. They ain't going to do that this week.
I think the writing was on the wall.
Exactly.
The writing was on the wall for Jim Moore for a long time ago.
Exactly.
The writing been on the wall for him. He got his ass out of that Texas A&M game, but the writing was on the wall for him after that Memphis game, and it was just, you know, just had undertones going on with him. So it was kind of already out there. I think they were probably putting feelers out there and letting Chip know, hey, you know, it's a possibility.
How would you feel about Dan Mullen as the next head coach at UF?
Hell no. I don't know damn Dan Mullen.
It ain't happening, baby.
I got a question.
He got hung up on
Hey, man, stop hanging up on everybody, bro. I got questions,
too. You can't just
too.
Slander Dan Mullen on Same Energy Sunday.
But we got like five callers. You hanging up on all of them, bro.
I want to know what Gator fans can eat this shit, dog.
Gator fans going to eat this shit? No, hold on. Not everybody's on Twitter, man. You got to explain what you're talking about.
Nobody's going to get this shit. Kev don't even know what's going on.
Right.
Some Gator fan tweeted if Miami wins 10 games, he's going to eat shit and Periscope it. Somebody needs to eat some shit on the Periscope.
And that thing went viral. The AJC picked up on it and did
Darren
an article.
Darren
Revelle, yeah.
Nobody knows that shit without Bing. Bing made that shit go viral. Shout out to my dog Bing. Yeah, that's the second in command, dog. Shout out to my dog Bing.
On the PR team, second in command?
Second in command, bro. We out here, bro.
Can we get Bing to fill in for the week that Silk missed?
We should call it the Smoke and Mirrors team.
Yeah. Bing my fill in.
Bing
when
can
out,
fill
bro.
In, please. Shout out Bing. All right, we got to call it.
Shout out Bing.
What's going on, fellas?
Big cushion in the L. What's going on with you, dog?
Man, a whole bunch of nothing on the victory Sunday. Finally, shit. Going for the nose, west side nose in the building.
Oh, your nose?
This week. Sorry, I hate to break it to you, bro.
Oh, man. So they go with the bullshit, man. You know, it's fuck UF League, man. Fucking Gators, fuck Gainesville,
hey, y'all,
fuck
hey, y'all
storm,
bringing the man bun? Man bun gonna make the bus ride? He acting a little sassy out though.
He can stay his ass home with all the bullshit he pulled off this weekend.
Florida Sassy University.
What do you think about that? What do you think about Francois sitting at home this weekend?
Florida Sassy University.
Man. He might as well. If you ain't going to come to the game, you're trying to be a leader of the team. You're supposed to be the alpha male. Why you ain't come to the game? Even if
man, ain't no alpha male with no man bun, bro.
Nah, it ain't nothing alpha male about him, dog.
No male bun. He got lips on his neck. Tattoo,
that's the alpha male is whoever's lips them is. That's the alpha male of that relationship.
Damn, Kev. You ain't showing the lips of the man.
So how you think this thing gonna play out Saturday, man?
As soon as the 5-6-1 team came behind him, he knew his job was gone.
It's gonna be
pause.
Hey, that's what he meant.
God damn.
A lot of sexual undertones there, Kev. That's a little weird, bud.
Oh, fuck you.
We're just here talking ball.
What you got going, bro? What you got going? How you think it'll play out Saturday for your boys, man?
Man, I think it's gonna be a tough one coming out of the swamp. Man, I think I see the score going what?
27-10. Damn.
Charles Kelly defense is really gonna step up.
We're gonna have to.
I mean,
we got some
Florida offense, they really popping
nuts.
Off.
Hey man, Nuss been saving all his juice for this game, bro.
I hope so.
So have you been following Miami's Cinderella season? You think they can keep this run going and beat Clemson? Feel good story of the year.
They might be able to beat Clemson the way
they're adorable.
Wow, that's real gay, Josh.
Yeah. He's supposed to say Sassy, bro. You can't say gay, bro.
He's gone.
He can't say gay.
You hang up on him?
He said gay. Yeah. You got to hang up, man. You got to say Sassy.
Josh hangs up on a lot of people, but this might be the first show he hangs up on every single caller.
Single caller, like, yeah, right.
Just everybody's getting. That's how
it's the just the way the show's going.
He's going to hang up on Kevin Silk, and that's it.
It's just the way.
Dog, hang up on me, dog. Do that shit. I promise you, I won't answer again.
Kev will clock right out.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, also, I just wanted to make a statement. Heard back from HR. We did end up fining Silk for the comment that he made to that fine female. Although in Silk's defense, he's not going to comment on this. He did think that he heard a beep and the oven was going off in the background. It wasn't a complete insult to her. So that's been cleared up, handled internally, and Silk will be he'll be back next show. No suspension.
Yeah, I'm back now. But what do y'all think? She was taking pizza rolls or like
brownies? If she was cooking for me and she's cooking pizza rolls, dog, that's a wrap, dog. You got to leave.
Especially in college. What do you mean, no? In college, she's 19 years old. She's cooking pizza rolls. That's where I want to be.
I'm good on that shit.
Or noodles. That's black college. That's probably just black college kids.
No, we had ramen noodles and Hot Pockets and pizza.
You didn't even say it right. Ramen? What the fuck? Ramen. Who's ramen? Caught a name Raymond, bro. Callers.
What are we doing? I need to hang up.
You name Raymond Noodle. That's black.
I hate that fucking Raymond show.
Yo.
Big cushion, baby. Same energy Sundays. How you feeling?
Man, it's all good over here. Y'all good, fella?
Hey, man, great vibes, dog. I just got back home from the classic. Trying to get myself ready for all this short work week, man.
No, that's real, man. I'm pouring up good drinks right now.
Mm. What you drinking, dog?
Man, I'm just right drinking on the old school, regular old Hennessy right now, man.
Ooh, where's your wife? Is she at home?
Yeah.
Me and my wife, man. Me and my wife, man. We vibe good out here.
Oh, she on it too?
Yeah, man. She a Bama fan, man. She don't know no better, though. She a Bama fan. She don't know no better, man.
You need me to see the referee over there?
Yeah, get her beating your ass.
No, man, no. You already know it's going to go down after this.
You can whip your ass. That's what's going to happen. We want you to film it.
Nah, hell no. That shit ain't happening.
Hold on.
Hey, we gonna beat the fuck out of FSU. I know that.
Talk your shit, bro. Go ahead and tell the nigga
what's going
on. We
gonna beat the hell out of FSU, man. We never lost no 4-win FSU team, and it ain't about to start Saturday either.
Not in the goddamn swamp, it ain't, baby.
I ran on that shit.
I ran the elite the truth, man. How you see this shit playing out?
Starting quarterback, too, by the way. How is this going to even take
place? It's been the same guy, Berg.
I didn't watch
it. We're going to slide Felipe out there. It ain't no issue. We'll slide Felipe out there. He going to put in work. You know what I'm saying? Tyrese finna finally start catching some balls and stop dropping shit. Dre finna start catching some shit and stop dropping shit.
OVO season is over.
Hey, we ain't worried about none of that OVO shit, man. That was an old name. He didn't graduate from that.
All we got to do is throw at McFlurry all game, bro. We good. He going to get a P.I. or he going to get like 200 put on his head, bro. That's what it is, man. That shit sweet out there,
man. Man, look, that boy starting to get more comfortable, man. All I know is he ain't losing to no FSU. I know that.
Four sweet, bro. We're dropping 200 on forehead.
200. All right. Okay. So who finna tote the rock the most, man? Who finna get the most yards on the ground?
I don't know. Lemon's been looking like that deal.
What did I tell you about the 727?
Man, Lemon's finna tote that thing all over anybody who want it.
Let me say, what the hell going on in the background, bro?
What's going on here? TJ.
Man, my daughter was watching TV, man. She even fucked around and fell asleep, man. Let me cut that shit off, man.
No, that wasn't you, bro. I think that was the producer, bro.
TJ talking about fucking Publix.
I heard that bullshit. I didn't know who that was talking about.
Yeah, that was him. Me, I'm professional as fuck, man. White people the same, bro.
And you thought it was the Hennessy? You thought you was hearing shit?
The Henny got you hallucinating.
Nah, hell no. This bay right here.
So what you drinking on Saturday?
It's a go-to drink.
Oh, you Henny on Saturday,
man,
too?
Man, look. Real talk, man, for this Florida State game, I think I'm finna crank up with a crowd of cocktails one time for the vibe. One time for the culture.
Shit. I'm gonna have to
We starting early, man. We starting early, so
videotape.
I gotta go and get something that's gonna put me in the game right out the gate.
Yeah, videotape it for us.
Tag us in it.
Hell yeah, I tell you, man. Hey, still, we were supposed to link up for that LSU game, man, but I ended up not even going down to that bit.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh yeah, I was at the LSU game, Berg. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter.
I had you.
And we only man. Spring ain't gonna be the move, man. It's gonna be thick out there. We got Chip Kelly, bro.
Fuck it, I'm out there. It's true, by the way. It's true. How y'all hollering at me on Twitter at Red Top Dread Top?
Gotcha, dog. Hey, at me when you get off here. At me when you get off of here, dog.
I hung up on him.
All
right. You rude ass nigga, bro.
To Adam when you hear it.
You cannot.
You're happy when you hear this, bro.
Everybody listens to the episode they're on.
Hey, you can schedule your play dates on your own time. This ain't what Sam Energy Sundays for. I told you that before.
That was sassy. That's like sassy mom. That was like a little that was sassy with a dash of mom to it.
Hello?
Sam Energy Sundays, dog. Where the Kush at?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm on time to switch lanes on, Rob. How you doing, man?
We're doing great, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Representing the Gators over here.
Oh, plenty of Gators out here. How you feeling about Chip Kelly, baby? We about to get him.
I'm happy, man. I told you, man. No more saving Dubois, man. That's all I'm happy about, man.
No more saving Dubois, dog. So how you feeling going into Florida State week?
Oh man, we got to beat those bombs, man. We got to get Jimbo out of there, too, while we at it.
Really?
We need Jimbo to stay, bro.
Oh, yeah. From our standpoint, kind of like we need Butch Jones to stay at Tennessee, right?
Absolutely, man. You need that same energy they got at Florida State now. We need that to stay there.
Butch Jones got fired.
I know that.
Oh. Hopefully Jim McElwain doesn't take the job and another ex-coach whooping up on his former team.
You got the fighting Muschamps
just embarrassing the Gators, and now McElwain's going to take the Tennessee job and do the same.
Nah, he'd be Randy Shannon.
It's a shame.
Hey, dog, we got Chip Kelly coming in the building, dog. We about to average like 50 points a game, dog.
I know, man. About to have Miami.
Yeah.
Go
tell your parents.
For saying a little word.
What's your score prediction for the game this weekend?
Miami ain't worried about shit.
Well, you know Florida can't score over 20
points.
That's
the way to say it. They tweeted all
2017 U.S.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, tell Kev you're proud of his Cinderella team, too, while you're on the phone. We got Kev here.
Kev, you're a follower that got up. That's supposed to eat the shit.
Nah, he blocked me, bro. He ain't going to eat no shit.
Yeah, he blocked me. He blocked me, too, man.
No, somebody before
us.
Some Gator fans got any shit, bro.
Yeah, Gator fans is what exposed the tweet, bro. Yeah, he blocked all of us.
Yeah.
I told you, Bing put it out.
All right, caller. Appreciate you. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Hey, TJ, we got some more?
Yo, same energy Sunday. How you feeling?
Yo.
Talk that shit.
Oh, I'm feeling good. Got my first win in 6 weeks. Can't complain there.
Who, you a Florida State fan or a Gator fan?
I think this is Gator Blanket.
Nah.
Is this Gator Blanket?
Hell no, this ain't Gator Blanket.
Oh, he's definitely been on the show before.
You've been on the show before.
Yeah, this is David from St. Pete.
Ah, okay. Y'all do sound kind of the same. What's up, man? What's up? How are you feeling heading into the big rivalry game?
How are you feeling? You think that 77 gave your boys a jump? Or
It's just what they needed. It's just, you know, they just needed to taste that sweet victory.
An offensive explosion like that, bro.
Yeah. Hey, they went to 10-minute quarters in the second half. Could you imagine as a coach agreeing to go to 10-minute quarters?
That's pretty rough. I didn't even know they did that, honestly. My boy just told me about that today.
I had no idea until just now.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a real thing. Like college ball, I figured you just let them run it up.
I guess you're getting paid no matter what, so if you could not put in the hours, you might as well.
Yeah, if you get paid the same amount for less time, why not?
Yeah, man.
That's wild.
So,
I feel similar about us, though, man. I feel like that's exactly what we needed, except Tyree's ankle still looks a little messed up. Freaking Tony is fragile as hell.
Yeah.
We need to get that strength and conditioning coach up out of here. He's trash.
We're getting all that shit up out of here, bro.
Hey, man.
Bro, we're getting everybody up out of here.
It looks like Chip Kelly's dragging his feet on this deal. If this thing falls through, who are you looking to hire?
I honestly don't even have a plan B because it's not going to fall through. Yes.
Oh, really? Talk your shit, baby. Yeah. Talk your shit, this dog.
Shit ain't falling through, bro.
This shit ain't done, dog.
Hey, let me cut in. David
God damn, bro.
God damn, bro.
I'm about to hang up.
Hey, we got to suspend this nigga hang up privileges or something, bro. He's a little too reckless.
I still don't know how to hang up on people. He's hanging on
me neither.
I asked him a question.
Yo, I kind of wanted him to answer something. I'm calling him back real quick. I kind of wanted him to answer something.
That's right. Produce, hey. TJ.
TJ, hey, put in step-by-step how to hang up on people on the table.
Yeah, for real.
DM you. All
right, Newberg.
David, all right, Newberg. I'm sorry. David, this is TJ. Hold on. Hey, I'd like to apologize for Josh.
Hey, David. David, we took away his hang-up privileges, bro. We called you back, dog.
Sorry.
We got to take him away, man.
David, this is...
They scored 70... They scored 77 points, and he thinks you can just hang up on people when they're right.
Yeah, well, I called you back, so it's all right.
He's hung up on everybody on the show so far. All right, TJ's got a question for you.
David, you had a bunch of moments you wanted to tell us about. Man, you didn't get a chance to call in Wednesday night for the Thursday show. Let's get some of your favorite moments. And before I let you answer, David's the one that asked the DirecTV question. Ask Kev about, hey, Kev, you got DirecTV? Of course I got DirecTV.
I know who this is.
Maybe the greatest troll outside of the Corn Elder.
Yeah, looking for the finish.
On the pod.
What did he say?
Bro, that kind of backfired, Dan, don't you think?
Which one?
Yeah. Should we have taken less of your class? Maybe we'd have more wins.
Yeah, you probably got a point.
I don't know, bro.
So some of your moments, David. What's up?
Oh, shit. Let's see.
You said we'd take less of your class.
Oh, shit, man. They started mentioning him after I was like, man, I missed a lot of them. I hit up Silk about Trident when he asked him white papers at Dutch's, and there's just like a 30-second long pause.
Yeah, Trident had a couple of them.
Oh, the lemonade. The lemonade.
Lemonade shit was funny, yeah.
The Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid lemonade.
I forgot about that shit. That shit was hilarious.
It didn't go grape. It was a wrap.
Yeah, it was a wrap, dog. It ain't supposed to say grape. It's purple.
Yeah, dog. The answer is always a color when you ask about a color, Kool-Aid.
Bro. Said lemonade.
Not lemonade.
Lemonade.
Lemonade. What
have we gotten ourselves into?
They got this shit?
And, damn, now I know every episode over 2 hours, Kev is fucking wasted.
I don't drink no more.
He changed his life,
you don't drink anymore.
Yeah, I stopped smoking, too.
That was the old me.
And then I always hit you guys up about the Dustin thing.
Oh your Dustin God. Was fucking hilarious.
That was
Oh, just me and you that episode. Yeah, that's right. Fucking Dustin.
Yeah, you're like, when you ever met an athletic Dustin?
There's no
athletic Dustin in the whole world, bro. All
right, man. I don't know if it was worth calling you back for that, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, dog, you just can't be hanging up on people. That's why, bro. You just hung up on them again? That's fucked up.
I said bye. That was legal.
Well, thank you said bye, but...
Kevin won't find me on that one. Yo, same energy Sunday. How you doing?
What's good? What's good, fella?
No, talk the shit.
Hey, it's been a Wilford Hall to stay there. There ain't nothing to say.
Everybody already know what time it is. We finna whoop some
ass every
week. Already, first quarter. Yeah, trying like
they
don't know what's going down.
Where's the hang up button?
This ain't none of Delaware State, man. Get your mind right.
Hell no, better bring your goddamn hard hat to the swamp, baby.
We finna whoop some ass, man.
Talk that shit, bro.
Hey, and listen. I know y'all fuck with black man. I know he from the house.
He ain't from nowhere. What the hell you talking about?
He throw that bitch up at Marco, but we running that bitch back to the end.
He gotta go down Saturday, though. Ain't no goddamn crib Saturday, bro. The logo
all that shit over with Saturday, bro. It gotta be. And I'm gonna tell you, man, real shit. I live in Birmingham now, man. I'm from Florida, but I live in Birmingham now. I'm glad we ain't lose Saturday, bro, because I could not have lived up here no more. If we lost to UAB, I would have had to fucking go, bro. I'd have had to get the fuck out of here, man. These Bama fans is hell. So I don't want to hear none of that shit about nobody having to deal with Miami fans this year. I've been with Bama fans about 10 years, but this shit hell.
Yeah, you got to move, bro. Because I don't think they're going to have no time soon. Yeah, you got to move, dog.
You're an endangered species.
That's all I know. That's all I know. We ain't worried about that shit. Saturday, we finna whoop Florida State ass. I know that much.
And Chip coming to town, too, baby. Chip, I don't know if you heard, but Chip coming to town, baby.
Yeah, they know that. That's why they gonna try to do their best to try to come up with a win this year, but that shit ain't finna happen. Once Chip get there, shit, you might well wrap that shit up, man.
It's a wrap, bro. 40.
You might well wrap that shit up, man. Tony got you see some good hen dog.
Hen dog is the move for the day.
Yeah, it is the drink good of the choice dog. For Big Three roll up listeners today.
Good hen dog.
I think we gotta get good a Hennessy sponsorship based on our callers.
Yeah, hey man, what y'all? Hey, we got. So we gonna get Kodak on the show.
That's definitely. I don't know if we'll be able to get him Wednesday, dog.
Ain't no fucking Kodak, bro. Hey.
I'm gonna talk to my people, see if you know what I'm saying. They can swing it, but I don't know if we get Kodak, hey, bro.
Y'all gotta tell me before we get a Hennessy sponsor business. I got a bunch of tweets to delete.
Me too, shit.
You gotta tell me.
Hey, dog. You ever had Hennessy and sour sop?
Hell no.
Hey man, get you some sour swap, man. You gotta find like a urban store, some shit, like a Whole Foods store. Get you some sour swap and fucking Hennessy, dog. Shit tastes amazing. Jamaican niggas put me on
it. Fuck it, we finna run to the store in a minute then. Fuck it.
And let me know what's going on, baby.
We finna run through the store. Hey fellas, man, y'all be easy. Like I said, we finna beat the shit out of Florida State Saturday, though.
Run it. Let's go. Why you hang up on my dog, man?
I didn't hang up on him. He must have hung up on his end.
You lying.
He was still talking, though.
He was still talking. Hang up while he talking.
I think he was done talking. That's why he hung up.
Okay.
Kind of having weird issues with these phones today.
What? Yo, it's Big Three Roll-Up. Same energy Sunday, dog. How you feeling?
Good. We're going to kick the shit out of UF this weekend.
There you go. Talk that shit.
Hell yeah.
How you feeling?
Hey, what's your name, bro? Hold on. What's your name, bro?
This is Nico.
Nico.
Yes, sir.
Nico, friend of
the show. I expect Nico. I thought like you're gonna be like a Fred or a Hank or some shit.
Or a Dustin.
Hey man, see, that's what I always tell TJ and everybody, that no one respects my voice with my name.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Nico sound like some cultured shit. Like you might not be from the woods, and then you talk, it sound like you from the woods, so that shit don't really match.
Yeah, I'm trying to be the Asian.
You drinking Hennessy today?
No, I had to work today.
Just wondering.
Do you drink Hennessy at all?
Have you ever drank Hennessy?
I've never had Hennessy before.
Yeah.
So don't drink that shit. I had that shit one time last season, bro. That shit, man, fuck that. Don't drink that shit.
Hey, we're going to beat your ass Saturday, though, Fred.
That's TJ with his pizza shit.
Yeah, TJ's over there ordering pizza.
TJ's ordering pizza on the fucking clock?
Yeah, on the clock. Yeah, all right, man. Well,
hey, how though? Like, what are they gonna do? Run the ball? What are they gonna do? How are they gonna fucking beat this shit out of
him? He called
him Hank.
Hey, Nico, go ahead, bro.
Hey, Nico. You know Cam Akers is about to get 200 yards this weekend, right?
There you go.
200 yards doing what?
Running through that defense. Like Swiss cheese.
Man, we're gonna kill that midget, bro.
That Randy Sanders defense.
I think Cam Akers gonna do okay because we shitty at covering swing passes and running backs on the backfield.
The
O'Connell
Center and dunk too.
What you say, Hank? Fix your next tail. You gotta pull the antenna out.
He's going to the O'Connell Center. He's gonna dunk too.
Listen, man. I'm gonna tell you something, man.
I'm trying to give him a shot here.
Cam Akers ain't about to do shit, Hank. We're gonna beat Cam Akers' ass. We're gonna beat Jimbo ass. And then y'all gonna fire all these shitty coaches because you still ain't going to no bowl game. That's what the fuck about to happen. Okay, Hank?
I hung up on Hank.
What the hell you got me talking to nobody then, bro?
It was worth it to finish your rant.
That was a waste of a rant.
My work is done.
That was a good Save Energy Sunday. Big game this weekend, bro. We got a big show this week or what? For Florida State, Florida?
Hell yeah. We shooting them out from the hip, baby. I'm ready.
Fight the 500.
Hey, yeah, Berg, bring your A-game this week, Berg. Whatever Florida State guests you bring it on, you tell them bring their A-game, too. I'm talking about shit.
It's the only game we got, baby. All right, so we're thinking about getting P.K. Sam on. I think we got him locked in. Potentially getting Chris Ricks back on the show. Who from the Gator?
We need to try to get P-Dub.
We do need to try.
We'll get Rutt back on. We get Rat back on. I'm trying to get Fred or Riedel or both.
Okay.
We got some shit brewing. Big shit popping. I'm waiting on Steve Spurrier to hit me back, but he kind of having with the coaching search right now. So
I thought you had that handled.
Yeah, but he told me he's gonna be busy this week because they may make the announcement. So he got to do a lot of pressers and shit. So, but we'll figure it out, baby. It's the roll up, dog.
We are out here.
We are out here, baby.
See you, Kev.
All right, man. I thought you hung up on me.